As we know, the month of June in the school calendar is graduation time.
我们大家都知道, 在6月份 对学校来讲, 这是我们, 毕业, 典礼的时候。
I don't know how many of us attended a graduation service maybe this weekend or last weekend.
我不知道当中有多少人可能, 这个星期或者上个星期参加了这些毕业典礼。
Very good. So I'd like to congratulate those who graduated this year, whether from high school, college, or graduate school. Can you please stand up?
所以我在这里愿意来祝贺你们, 无论是高中毕业的, 大学毕业的, 或者是研究生毕业的,
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, thank the Lord for all the hard works that they have put in and also how the parents have sacrificed for them.
我们也真是感谢主, 他们愿意, 把他们努, 非常的努力, 使得他们能够毕业, 还有他们, 的家长, 这样的支持。
And graduates, I hope that you will be thankful to towards your parents.
所以毕业生们, 你们, 希望你们也真是对你们的, 父母亲非常有感谢。
Because based on survey, for your parents to raise you to the age 18, you know how much investment they have to put in?
所以根据, 调查, 统计, 就是说你大家知道吗, 你的家长如果把你养大成人到18岁, 大概要放入多少的,
on,
投资在里面?
On the average, in America, it's $233,000.
他说在美国来平均来讲是多少二十万的投资要放在里面
And do you know on the average how much they have to spend per year just to be able to provide college education
所以你大概知道 每一年平均起来 学校的学费 在大学里面学费大概是多少
Okay, and based on the 2017 to 18 survey the academic year average if it's a Based on public college, you know why your parents want you to go to public college now, right?
根据这个调查，大概从17年到18年之间的学费，哈，就是公立学校的学费，大概是
per year is $25,000.
每一年平均是2万5千.
That includes tuition, meals, housing, transportation.
这个呢是包括了里面的学费，然后住宿费，还有一些交通费.
And for some of you who go to private college,
但是如果你们当中哪些是去私立学校的话。
The moderate budget is $50,000 or
$51,000
average. But then it's time to celebrate. Let's not talk about money, right?
我们现在是庆祝的时间, 我们不是在讲钱的事情。
Because there's a reason to celebrate.
我们确确实实是有, 原因的, 我们要在这里庆祝。
Because it is an end, maybe to your education for a while.
对, 这也是一个标志的一个你的 辛苦的学习的一个结束
It's also a beginning
可能说也可以说是一个新的开端
Especially if you finish college
特别是你如果是大学毕业的话
Then typically in America
特别是在美国的话
The parents will either ask you to look for a job and move out
And 你的父母亲就会想到你是要找到工作 而且从这个家里面 就离开这个家了
Or if you stay home you better help provide for the mortgage and also the meals and so forth.
如果你还继续在家里面住的话, 希望, 你能够也帮助一起, 负担, 这个, 就是房钱, 房, 房钱了, 还有一些,
but,
吃的东西方面。
But then it's a time to celebrate and also it, there's excitement and enthusiasm.
因为实在是我们在这里庆祝里面是有兴奋, 也有一个很激情热情在里面。
Because there's a bright future.
因为在你面前所展现的是一个
非常美好的一个前, notice, 远景, notice I use the word enthusiasm.
因为我们特别注意到这句话, 一个就是讲的激情和热情这个话,
This word in English comes to the root word means God in. Or the Greek word is entheos, which is God in.
这句话刚才讲的激情和中文叫激情热情 这个追溯到希腊语的词根的话, 它是讲有神, 神在里面
yeah, and the meaning behind this is that there's the ability to see God in situation that makes it exciting
所以他讲的是真的意识到看到这个神在你的这个所处的事情和你生活的当中的时候 就会有活力出来
So I'd like to talk to not only the graduates but also those who have graduated many many years ago
我当然是要跟 刚刚毕业的讲 也跟许多已经毕业了很多很多年的 毕业生讲
Do you really like to see God's loving presence for your entire life?
你是不是很愿意看到神他自己与你的整个一个生命的同在？
You know, we describe life as being a journey, right? A journey.
我们常常描述我们的人生相当于一个旅途一样的。
There are things that we can plan for in our journey.
因为就像我们要安排我们的旅行计划一样，我们可以有各样的安排。
Like this summer, maybe a lot of us will be taking vacation.
就像这个夏天，可能许多人要去度假。
So we plan to go from point A to point B, and between point A and B, we might stop here and there and do things.
所以我们会做计划，我们要从一点，然后走到第二点，但在中间我们可能会有几个停，做一些安排。
But there are times that things we don't plan happen.
但有的事情好像是真正发生的时候，不是按照我们所计划的这样发生了。
Like after, you know, if we're going from high school, then we, you know, have to plan on choosing college.
就像我们从高中毕业的话，我们就会要选择要去哪一个大学。
And we finish college, then we look, you know, I mean, then we choose a career.
当我们大学毕业之后，我们就会要选择我们要去做什么样的工作。
And choose whom to marry.
我们也要选择跟谁去结婚呢
？When to have children.
那什么时候我们会要有孩子呢
？And then and so on and so forth.
同样的，一样一样的，如此哈。
At the same time in our life journey, when we get to a certain stage in our life,
那当我们的生活、我们的生命到了一定的年份的时候
，then we face marital problems.
有的时候我们会碰到一些我们婚姻上面的问题
，or parenting issues.
有可能是怎样教导孩子的问题
，or caring for our elderly parents.
也还有的有可能是要怎样照顾我们年长的长辈。
Or health issues,
包括有可能我们自己的身体健康的问题。
Or financial crisis,
有可能还有金钱上面的问题。
So, just because we have gotten a degree, or maybe found a career,
并不是说我们有拿到了学位或者我们找到了工作。
This is a guarantee that we know how to make the right choice in life.
并不是我们有了这些好像能够帮助我们在我们的生命上面能够做出。常常做出正确的选择。
So that's why I believe it's very important to see in our life situation the presence of God in our lives. Amen.
我是特别相信我们的整个的生命里面当中，我们生活当中真正需要我们的主在我们当中。
And when I talk about God's presence, I'm not just talking about His blessing, His provision, His help in trouble.
我们讲的神的同在，并不只是说他里面的神的祝福、神的供应和神的保护。
I'm talking about God's presence in times where we feel really lonely.
我特别讲到，我们讲到神的同在是当我们非常的孤单、孤独的时候。
That it's a time when also when people have rejected us.
因为特别是我们在与人相处的时候，我们不能被别人接受的时候。
When people misunderstood us.
又特别是别人在误解我们的时候。
When people talk behind our back.
又特别是别人在背后说我们的时候。
Can we sense that God's presence?His faithfulness, His unchanging character is constantly with us. That's what I'm talking about.
我所讲的是不是就讲的就是在这个时候这种状况下，你是不是仍然能够知道神他与你同在
？So I would like to talk about enjoying worship, God's presence through worship today.
所以我在这里特别讲到是我们讲到神的同在，在我们在单单的来敬拜他的时候。
And before we read the key passage, which is John. 14:21.
当我们在要下面要读约翰福音十四章二十一节，在这之前
，and also Romans 12:1-2.
下面我们还要读罗马书十二章的第一节和第二章。
I would like to give you the background of these two passages.
所以我要给你们一些这个关于这两处圣经的一些背景。
I'm sure a lot of us are very familiar with John 14:6, which is Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life."
因为我相信我们大家很多非常熟悉，在约翰福音第十四章第六节，主耶稣说他是道路、真理和生命。
But what's the context behind this?
但是他在讲的这时里面，他是为什么会说这个话呢
？Jesus was getting himself ready to go to the cross.
因为主耶稣在这一章里面讲到，他要准备，他要去上十字架。
So he wanted to prepare his disciples to know what's going to happen.
所以他要准备、预备这些告诉门徒们。将来要发生的事情。
And the one key thing that he wanted to prepare them is his absence, that he will not be with them physically.
所以他特别重要的事情，他要让门徒心里面有准备的，就是主耶稣 他要离开他们。
But he will be with them in spirit.
虽然在外面来看, 他是离开他们, 但是他主耶稣与他们同在, 在灵里面与他们同在。
And so when he announced that he was going to lead them,
所以他当他跟门徒们说, 他要离开的时候,
Thomas asked a very pragmatic question.
所以, Thomas就在问他一个问题了。
He says, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?
所以多马在这说, 主啊, 我们不知道你去哪里, 我们怎么知道那条路呢?
Of course, in those days, they don't have GPS yet.
当然那个时候他们没有这个导航器。
Maybe he's thinking about Jesus going somewhere, and so I need a map or something.
所以多马可能想象说, 耶稣可能要去什么地方, 我们可能需要一个地图能够知道。
But of course, Jesus is talking about he will be with the Father in heaven.
但是主耶稣所讲的, 他是要回到父那里去。
And so Jesus then said this,
主耶稣就说了这个话,
He says, I assure you that I am the way,
所以主耶稣就说,
the truth and the life.
所以主耶稣就说, 我告诉你, 我就是道路, 真理和生命。
It's only through me that you will know the Father.
因为你只有, 经过我, 才能够去父那里。
And when you know the Father,
因为你实际上是知道, 认识父的,
you experience my faithful love and presence.
因为你看到, 我就, 我的, 我在这里与你们同在, 就是父的同在。
Have you experienced this in your life recently?
所以我们自己是不是也有这样的同样的经历呢?
When you're going through difficult times,
当我们在经历这, 难处的时候,
that you especially sense the overpowering presence of Christ in your life.
所以在这个时候特别地感受到主耶稣他的大能与你同在。
The next person who raised another question,
所以另外一个人他又提了一个问题,
was Philip.
另外一个是腓力。
Remember, Philip was the person who always bring people to Christ.
我们还记得讲到腓力, 他常常是带人来信主的。
He was the only, we are the, also the disciples who found the boy with five loaves and two fishes.
他也是那个当时, 看到, 这个在人群当中有, 有小孩子, 他有五饼二鱼的小孩子。
I believe he's a very relational person.
因为他是一个非常注意, 这个关系的,
so he asked the question.
所以他在问了一个问题,
Jesus, why don't you show us the Father?
所以他说, 耶稣你为什么, 你能不能将父显给我们看一看?
So in other words, you keep talking about the Father. Why don't you just show him to us and I will feel very peaceful and secure?
所以你一直在这里讲到父神, 你能不能将父神给我们看一下? Now, 我们心里面就能感觉到非常踏实了。
Now how did Jesus answer that question?
那主耶稣怎么回答这个问题呢?
He says, haven't you seen me when I perform miracles?
你难道没有看到吗? 我行了这么多的神迹。
When I cast out demons,
当我赶走, 去赶这个, 这个, 邪灵, 这个, 去鬼, 赶鬼的时候。
And then also, I have authority in my teaching.
而且在我在讲道的时候, 我这, 有这样权柄。
That God's presence is in my life.
因为你可以看到, 神的同在是在我里面的。
And so he's essentially saying, Philip and the rest of you disciples.
所以他同样是讲跟, 腓力讲, 还有其他的门徒讲,
the Father has always shown himself through me.
所以父是, 你看见了父, 看见了我, 就像看见了父一样。
So with that background,
你, 我们刚才讲到这些的背景的时候,
let us now read John 14:21.
所以我们一起来读约翰福音14章21节。
Okay, let's read it first in English.
我们先用英文来念,
and then in Chinese.
然后我们再, 读中文。
He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will be that.
好,我们中文念, 有了我的命令又遵守的, 这人就是爱我的, 爱我的必蒙我父爱他, 我也要爱他, 并且要向他显现。
Wow, that's a very powerful promise.
所以这个主耶稣的这个应许实在是一个大能的应许。
So what's the condition that Jesus gave to people who want to experience his presence and the Father?
所以主耶稣给, 给人们一个什么样的条件能够保证他会向他们显现?
Obey my commands.
也就是要有了命令又遵守的。
Obey my command.
遵守我的命令。
And then, if we do that,
如果我们这样做的话,
He will make His presence known to us.
所以他就会向我们显现。
And let me call your attention again to, and let if we have been a Christian long enough,
如果我们已经做了很长时间的基督徒的话,
we would then realize this,
我们可能会意识到,
that we might know His commands,
我们也知道他的, 他的命令,
we tend to ignore it,
但是我们常常可能好像想去不去注意它,
or we even disobey,
或者我们根本就不遵守,
so what do we need to be, what is it that we need to be able to obey Him?
我们需要什么样的,
我们才能够真正的来遵守他的命令呢? And then to experience His presence in our lives.
而且能够, 让他向我们显现呢?
I believe the answer is found in Romans 12, 1 and 2.
所以我相信我们的答案是在罗马书第12章第1节和第2节能找到。
Again, let me give you the background of this passage.
那我再给你们关于这个, 这段, 经文的背景。
I believe Paul is very aware of our problem. Just having the commandments or God's command doesn't automatically help us to obey His commands.
所以保罗实际上他也很知道我们的问题, 就是说不但我们虽然是有了神的命令, 但是我们不一定能够去遵守。
So for the 11 chapters in Romans,
所以在前面的第十, 罗马书第11章, 前面11章的时候,
he recounts God's mercy.
因为他数算了所有神的恩典。
He talks about how when God created man,
所以他在这里讲神是怎样的造了人,
He is able to know God clearly.
因为他, 要造了完全非常的认识神。
But instead of choosing to worship Him and obey Him,
但是我们人没有选择来, 遵守他的诫命, 来敬拜他。
Man chose to reject Him.
但是我们人被造的人却是来背逆他。
And instead worship nature and idols.
我们确实去侍奉这些, 自然和一些偶像。
And so as a result, they didn't know God anymore.
因为我们这样的造成我们实在是根本就不认识神。
But then this is how God's mercy was shown to us.
但是怎样, 神是怎样向这些被造的人来显他的恩慈和怜悯。
First, He called on Abraham.
所以首先他就呼召了亚伯拉罕。
From the entire creation, He chose one person.
所以在整个人类里面他就选择了是亚伯拉罕。
And He made it a family. And from that family,
从他亚伯拉罕成了一个家,
we were blessed as a result of that.
我们也经由亚伯拉罕,
and one thing about Abraham is this.
我们有关于亚伯拉罕是这样,
he was declared righteous because of his faith.
因为他成为, 义是因为因信而称义,
not because of his works.
并不是因为他手所做的。
And then he gave the law to Moses.
然后神又把律法给了摩西。
And then we realize that even though the law was given,
我们虽然都知道这个律法已经赐给了我们,
no one, no exception, was able to fulfill God's righteous requirement based on the law.
但是我们没有一个人能够靠着律法来成为义。
Because if we only obey 90% of God's law,
但是我们可能就遵守了大概, 90%的遵守了他的诫命,
that still will not meet God's absolute requirement for holiness.
但实际上还不能根本不能达到神的标准。
And so as we call the mercies of God,
所以我们就看到是神的, 完全的, 这个恩典的呼召,
and how He saved us through Jesus Christ and Christ alone.
所以他是把我们一起在放在主耶稣基督单单在主耶稣基督里,
because only He could give us, He could purchase us or pay for the sin's penalty.
因为只有主耶稣基督他能够买赎他能够付这样因着罪而付的代价。
So if we have fully understood that,
我们虽然是头脑上非常明白这些事情,
and we are reminded of it,
我们也常常被提醒,
then we would be able to obey God.
然后我们能够真正来遵守他的命令。
So in Romans 12, 1 and 2, we read these words. Let's read it in Chinese first this time.
所以我们下面要读, 罗马书12章1节和2节, 这次我们用中文先来念。
所以弟兄们,
我们以神的慈悲劝你们, 将身体献上, 当作活祭, 是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的, 你们如此侍奉, 乃是理所当然的。 不要效法这个世界,
Okay, let's read it in English.
下面用英文念。
In English. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual act, service of worship. And that not conform the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the will of God, that is, which is good and acceptable and perfect. Okay? So here, Paul urges us that as we see God's mercy on our lives,
保罗在这里真是劝问我们，如果当我们看到主耶稣他的恩典的时候，
one of the response that he wants us to make,
我们应该有怎样的一个反应呢？
is to offer ourselves to him,
就是将我们的身体献上作为活祭。
That is what true worship is all about.
这个是真正的讲到的侍奉和敬拜。
Hold back nothing from God.
我们如果
we give him everything,
没有任何东西我们可以保留不献给神的。
That is when we truly worship him.
这叫做真正的敬拜。
Not just when you come to church on Sundays.
我们讲的是并不是在这星期天来到教会。
Not just when you do your personal devotion in the morning.
也不是说你早上你如果在这里好好读神的话语。
But it is when you're willing to give everything to him.
讲的是真正的你愿意把所有自己的所有的一切都愿意献给神的时候。
So now I would like to help you to understand these two passages.
下面我会可能帮助你们一下更加的明白这些刚才的话。
I would like to ask and answer three questions.
所以我要通过那个提问和回答这样的三个问题。
The first question is, what is worship?
第一个是讲什么是敬拜。
Why do I need to worship God?
第二个，为什么我们应当要来敬拜神？
Okay, I'm sorry, it's not on the PowerPoint. And how can my worship of God be pleasing to him?
怎样的敬拜能够讨神的喜悦？
Okay, so let's look at the first question. What is worship?
所以我们来看，回过来看第一个问题，什么是敬拜？
Okay, a brother in Christ have this definition, which I found very helpful.
我们有一个主里的弟兄，他有这样的一段，他的话。
His name is Ray Ortland.
他的名字叫做Ray, huh? Ray.
Worship is the highest and noblest act that any person can do.
我们讲到敬拜是我们人所能做的最最荣耀、最最崇高的一件事情。
When men worship,
当我们人在敬拜的时候，
God is satisfied.
因为神就喜悦了。
Just like John 4:23 says,
就像约翰十四章的二十三节。
Yet the time is coming, and has now come.When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kinds of worshippers the Father seeks.
我刚才对不起，刚才是约翰的四章哈，四章是讲到时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实来拜他，因为父要这样的人来拜他。
Ray Ortland continued to say this. Amazing, isn't it, that when you worship, you're fulfilled. Think about this. Why did Jesus Christ come?
所以当你这个 Ray 刚才继续说，当你在敬拜的时候，你就完全成全了父的旨意。我们还要讲到为什么要来敬拜。
He came to make worshippers out of rebels.
因为主耶稣他来到世上，是叫我们这些背地顶撞的人都成为是一个敬拜的人。
We who were once self-centered have to be completely changed.So that we can shift our attention outside of ourselves and become able to worship Him.
因为我们每个人都是自我为中心的人，他主耶稣来要把我们完全改变，把我们的注意力从自己来转向到主耶稣身上去。
I believe most of us came to Christ because we want our sins to be forgiven.
我相信我们许多人成为基督徒是因为我们愿意我们的罪被得赦免。
And then we also want to have eternal life.
我们也想要得到永远的生命。
And perhaps we also want to have our prayers answered.
我们同样有可能也需要我们的祷告能够被垂听。
We want God to help us in our troubles.
我们也希望神在我们有难处困难的当中，他能够帮助我们。
We want Him to provide for our needs.
我们也希望他能够提供一切我们所需要的。
But let me say this.
让我告诉你们。
We need to ask God this question.
我们要问神有这样的一个问题。
If we truly belong to Him,
我们是不是真正的属于他？
God, how can I love you more?
神啊，我怎样能够爱你更多？
How can I please you more?
我们怎样能够让你更加的喜悦？
Have you asked that question?
你有没有问过这样的问题？
If you asked this question, how long ago was that?
如果你确实问过这样的问题，那是多久以前呢？
I must confess that many times I forget in the midst of doing things for God.
我也承认我是常常的忘记这样的
问题。That I don't ask the question.
因为我们没有这样问这样的问题。
God, how can I love you more?
我没有问这样的问题，神啊，我怎样能够爱你更多？
God, how can my life be more pleasing to you?
神啊，我怎样我的生活，我的生命能够更加的讨你的喜悦？
I believe if we dare to ask that question,
我相信如果我们敢真正的问神这样的问题的话，
then God will say this,
那神会这样说，
Worship me in spirit and in truth.
神一定会说是用心灵真理来敬拜我。
That really makes my heart satisfied.
只有这样才能让神的心意得到更真正的满足。
Not just doing a lot of things.
而不是一些其他的事情。
Not just sharing the gospel.
也不是
which we need to,
也不是单单的传福音。
Isn't that just praying more?
我们在这也不是说你要更多的祷告。
Isn't that just singing praises more?
也不是说在这里唱诗歌唱的更多。
Because you can do all those things,
虽然你可以都做这些事情。
But you fail to worship me.
但是你如果没有真正的来侍奉敬拜神的话，
then what you do counts for nothing.
所以你所有所做的成为枉然。
Because I look at the heart.
因为我是看心。
I'm not looking at what you do.
我并不是看你外表你所做的。
When your heart is right with me,
当你的心是与我同在的时候。
When you truly worship me,
当你真正的来侍奉和敬拜的
时候。Everything that you do,
是你有所做的。
Then when you share the gospel,
这个时候你的传福音。
When you praise me,
然后你在这里赞美。
When you pray to me,
然后你在向我祷告的时候。
Then I'm glorified.
这个时候我是得到了荣耀。
You see the point?
你看到了我们在讲的关键点吗？
So we've answered what worship is.
我们在这里讲到什么叫做真正的敬拜。
Let's ask what worship, why do I need to worship?
另外在下面有一个讲，我们为什么我们应当要来敬拜神。
Have you ever asked why do you worship?
你有没有问过自己，我们为什么要来敬拜神？
First, it is to fulfill His purpose for creating us.
第一点就是说，我们来敬拜他的时候，我们就完成了神的造我们的心意。
Secondly,
第二点
，to thank him for his faithful love towards us.
我们是在这里要感谢他的永久的大爱。
And thirdly, listen carefully.
所以第三点要特别注意
，to keep Satan from stealing God's treasure kept inside us.
是我们要不让撒旦把神给我们心里的宝贝给夺走。
Okay, let's look at the first reason.Let's look at the first reason.
让我们先回过来看
第一个原因。How God created us.
神是怎样造我们。
What was His purpose?
他造我们的目的是什么。
And you know what? You can know that based on what Satan set out to do.
所以你知道你可以从那个撒旦他怎样的骗了我们里面可以知道一点。
Remember Eve in the Garden of Eden?
我们还记得在亚当和夏娃在伊甸园的时候。
He was approached by Satan in the form of serpent.
所以那个撒旦是以蛇的样式来就近亚当和夏娃。
So one of the first things that he did,
所以这个撒旦他第一件做的事情是什么呢？
Was to question God.
他第一件事就来把让神的话来打折扣。
When Eve told him that he cannot eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为神是跟亚当说，你不能这个知识善恶树上的果子你不能吃。
Because the day that she ate of it,
因为你吃的日子的话
she will surely die.
就是你吃的日子一定会死。
What did Satan do?
那么撒旦他是做什么呢？
Will you surely die?
所以撒旦在这里说，难道神真是说你会死吗？
Satan put doubt in Eve's heart, doubting God's authority in her life.
所以撒旦做的工作就是在我们的
心里。Why did Satan do that?
对神的话有疑问。
Why did Satan do that?
撒旦为什么要做这样的事情？
Satan wants God's rightful place, which is number one in our lives.
因为撒旦就是要神的地位，实际上应该是在我们里面是占据第一位的。
The God would be put aside.
还需要把神从我们心中移开。
And that either Satan or ourselves we put on the throne of our lives.
然后让撒旦他自己进到我们里面。
So he knew that God created us for a very important purpose.
所以撒旦实际上也知道神造了我们是有他是有他的旨意在当中。
That God created us to be worshipped in our lives.
因为神造了我们需要我们来敬拜和侍奉他。
Second thing he introduced to Eve.
第二件事情那个撒旦对的那个夏娃说的。
Is to doubt God's goodness.
对神的美善有疑问。
The reason why he doesn't want you to eat the fruit.
因为他在讲他说神不要你吃这个果子的话。
So that if you do, you would be like him, knowing between good and evil.
因为你吃的那个时候你的眼睛会明亮你会知道分辨善恶。
So first was to doubt God's authority.
所以第一个是对神的这个权柄挑战。
Secondly, to doubt God's goodness.
所以第二个是对神的美善来进行疑
问挑战。And when that happened,
当你知道这个最后面的结果
then Eve ate of the fruit.
然后这个夏娃吃了那个不可吃的果子。
So you see God created us to worship him and him alone.
所以你看到神造我们是要我们来敬拜和侍奉他单单的敬拜和侍奉他。
So after we come to faith in Jesus Christ,
当我们看到主耶稣基督的时候
we need to restore God to its rightful place, that is,Only person that deserves our worship and praise.
所以主耶稣来就是要我们里面重新建造我们，让神在我们里面成为真正的我们要敬拜的和侍奉的。
And let me tell you from my own life experience.
所以让我告诉一下我关于我自己的一些经历。
When I fail to put God at the rightful place in my life,
如果当我没有把神放在我的心里面成为第一位的时候
，I will think of ways.To seek comfort, to solve problems.
所以我自己常常会寻求我是自己想要的，就是一些舒适和一些能够解决问题。
I put God aside.
我没有把神放在当中。
So the first reason why we need to worship is to fulfill God's purpose for creating us.
所以第一个原因，我们一定要来敬拜神，就是让神的造我们的旨意得到完全。
Secondly, is to thank Him for His faithful love towards us.
第二点是让我们能够真正的感谢他的永远的爱。
Let me just give you a quick survey of what the Bible says about God, how He loves us.
下面让我们很快的看一下这个整个圣经里面所讲到神怎样爱我们。
God says that He loves us from Psalm 145.
所以他的一篇诗篇154篇里面讲到神爱我们。诗篇45篇。
Mm-hmm. And then He says He will never let us.Out of his sight, he always watching us.
他讲的，他的眼睛不离开我们。
Psalm 139.
好，而且诗篇一百三十九篇。
He cares for every detail in our lives. So every detail, Matthew 10.
所以我们每一个细节，他都在仔细的观察。
He gave us the capacity to enjoy all kinds of good things in life.
他能够让我们能够享受他所创造的整个的万物，他能够给我们来享受。
That's found in 1 Timothy 6:1.
我们也在
God is a good God.
提摩太前书第六章，神是美善的神。
He has a good plans for our life.
因为神他对我们有非常的美好的旨意和计划。
Jeremiah 29:11.
耶利米书二十九章。
He forgives us for our sins.
他赦免了我们的罪。
Psalm 86:5.
诗篇八十五篇，
八十六篇。He's lovingly patient toward us.
他对我们实在有恩慈和怜悯和忍耐。
Psalm 145:8.
诗篇一百四十五，还有第八节。
In other words, God infinitely loves you and me.
因为实在是神，他的永远大爱是没有任何的限制。
So here is something that we need to look at.
所以这里我们要特别注意的。
Some of us will ask, "If God loves me that much?"
因为我们当中我们知道，如果神可能会我们当中会有问的问题，神是这样的爱我们。
Then why do I still have struggles in my life?
但为什么我们在我的生活当中还有很多的挣扎呢
？Somebody has said this.
有人这样说。
He's a well-known pastor, A.W. Tozer.
是有一位非常著名的一位牧师。
He says the reason why many are still troubled still seeking, still making little forward progress is because we haven't yet come to the end of ourselves.
因为这位牧师是这样说，如果我们现在为什么许多人还仍然在整理自己的挣扎自己的努力呢？是因为我们还没有来到我们人的尽头。
In other words, we still want to do things our way ourselves.
因为我们实在是要按我们自己的方法我们来做事。
We're still trying to give orders.
我们好像我们要在给神命令。
And interfering with God's work within us.
而且与神要在我们里面所做的工作，而且常常是抵触的。
We aren't God and we never will be.
因为我们知道，我们如果是因为是我们自己是神，所以我们没有。但是我们确确实实，我们不会成为神。
We are humans.
我们实在是人。
It is when we try to be God,
因为我们常常想自己做神。
We end up most like Satan.
所以我们到最后的结局就跟撒旦一样。
Who desired the same thing?
因为那个撒旦他也是要寻求这样的事情。
So in other words, Satan always wanted to be God.
因为我们知道撒旦他是一直要想为成为神。
And you know what?
那你知道吗？
We can be like Satan.
那我们有时会就像撒旦一样。
Very easily.
我们非常容易的。
If I want things my way,
如果我们常常是要都按照我的方法来的话。
And if I give orders to God,
如果我是常常给神来命令的
话。 Instead of obeying,
我们而不是来遵守他的命令的话。
We are like Satan.
我们实在是很像就像撒旦一样。
So when we have struggles,
当我们有挣扎的时候
we should not say,
我们不应当说
God, I thought you loved me.
神啊 我以为你是爱我的
God, I thought you care about me.
我知道你好像是你是 关心我的
So why do I have so much pain in my life?
那么即使这样为什么在我的生活当中有
那么多的痛苦呢 Why do I have so much struggle in my life?
为什么还有那么多的挣扎呢
Then if you're willing to be quiet before God,
但你如果真正的愿意在俯伏在神的面前的时候
and you humble yourself before him,
如果真正的谦卑在他面前的时候
and he will say this in a loud voice,
然后神会向你说用大声
向你说 or maybe in a whisper,
或者有的时候用细声细语来说
because you're trying to be me,
因为你实在是你想你自己想要成
为 you're trying to be God,
因为你是想要成为神
so I want you to go to the end of yourself,
因为我实际上想要你走到你自己的尽头
and see that you have no way out,
当你自己看到没有真正的路可走的时候
And then you begin to see how desperately you need me.
那个时候你就会想到要来呼求我了。
And how much you need to worship me.
因为你那个时候就会想到怎样来真正的侍奉和敬拜我。
I think it's getting to be too convicting. Let's go, let's move to the third point.
这个下面我们可能太有点怎么说确认了让我们下面再来看下面一点。
So the reason why we need to worship God,
为什么我们应当要来敬拜神的话
is to fulfill his purpose for creating us.
因为我们确确实实要让神照我们的心意得到满足。
Secondly, to thank him for his faithful love towards us.
因为第二点是让我们能够来感谢他的无限的忠心的大爱。
But thirdly, oftentimes we do not talk about.
第三点我们常常忽略了
is to keep Satan from stealing what God's treasure kept in us.
因为目的我们来敬拜神第三点就是因为不让撒旦把神给我们里面最好的宝贝给偷走。
We know from John 10:10.
我们看到从约翰福音第十章第十节。
And we read these words.
我们要读这样的话。
It says, I came that you might have life and that you may have it abundantly. But the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
我来是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛而且盗贼来呢无非是要偷窃杀害和毁坏
Oftentimes we memorize Jesus came to give us life and give us abundantly
我们也知道我们常常是知道主耶稣他来他给我们丰盛的生命而且是更丰盛的生命
But did you know that when we are struggling
但你知道当我们在有挣扎的时候
and not experiencing that abundant life
我们那时候没有经历到他所赐给我们丰盛的生命的时候
it could be caused by us trying to be God
因为有的原因有其中的原因有可能是我们自己想成为神
or it could be that the enemy wants to do something to destroy us our relationship with God
也有可能是这个敌人他要在里面做一些破坏的工作让我们和神的关系不对
so when Jesus identified the thief who is that thief
所以耶稣在这里他讲的有盗贼他讲的盗贼是谁呢
He's referring to Satan
他在这里讲到是撒旦。
He's the opposer of God.
因为他是神的对立面。
And here there are three things, three roles that he tries to do to undermine our relationship with God.
因为他有三个角色要在这里使我们与神的关系能够得到破坏。
He comes to kill.
他来是要在这里杀。
To steal.
偷窃。
And to destroy.
和毁坏。
We want to focus on only this that Satan wants to steal.
我们今天我们只注意特别注意到点，这个撒旦的他要在里所偷窃的。
So let me go to the Old Testament to give and use an analogy to help you better understand what that treasure that Satan wants to steal from us.
让我们先一起来回忆到在旧约的时候来看一下撒旦是怎样做这偷窃的工作。
In the Old Testament, where is the center of worship? Where is the only place that God's people can worship God?
在旧约里面，哪里神说是他的子民可以来敬拜他的地方
？In Jerusalem, right?
是在耶路撒冷。
And why Jerusalem?
那么耶路撒冷是什么呢
？Because there's a temple.
因为什么耶路撒冷？因为那里有一个神的殿。
So what's the inside the temple that makes it, you know, a special place to worship?
为什么这个神的殿能够称为神的殿呢？它里面有什么呢
？There's the Ark of the Covenant.
那里面有约柜。
Which shows that God has made a covenant with us, so He dwells in the temple in the Old Testament.
因为那个约柜是代表神的与他们的同在。
And then there's also the law, the Ten Commandments.
那里还有石板，十诫的石板。
Okay, and then other precious gold instruments for worship.
还有一些金银的一些非常珍贵的一些金银的器皿，用来作为敬拜的。
So when God repeatedly, when God's people repeatedly rebel against Him.
当神的他的子民一再一再的来背逆神顶撞神的时候
God abandoned his people
那神在这里把他们给放弃了
So how did he show that he has abandoned them
那怎么神表示让大家看到神离开了他们
He showed that his presence was no longer there
因为神他的同在不在那里了
When their enemies attacked Jerusalem
当这个敌人来进攻耶路撒冷的时候
That is the Babylonians
那个时候讲到巴比伦的时候
he knew that in the temple there were a lot of things that were made of gold
那个巴比伦人知道那个是里面圣殿里面很多东西是用金子做的
they took away the Ark of Covenant
所以他们把那个约柜拿走了
and also the Ten Commandments
还有那个十诫的石板
and many things that they used in worship
还有许多许多的金银的器皿都拿走了用来敬拜的
to show that God was no longer there
那个时候看到那神与他们不再与他们同在了
that was in the Old Testament
那是讲到在旧约
that symbolized how Satan wants to steal from us what God has put as treasure his presence in our life
那个就是用来让一个图画让我们看到神是怎样把他宝贝放在里面的时候然后神的不同在的时候被拿走了
how about in the New Testament
那么我们在新约的时候是怎样的
in the New Testament if you read 2 Corinthians 4 chapter 4 verses 6 and 7
所以我们讲到第二哥林多后书第四章的时候第七节
then you will hear these words
所以你会听到有这样的话
For God who said let light shine out of darkness made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ
他神是这样耶稣是这样说的他说那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里叫我们知道神荣耀的光显在耶稣的面上。
In a sense, Paul was describing how our condition with God is before Christ.
因为保罗在这里他特别讲到，如果在耶稣之前，我们与神的关系是怎样的
？It is darkness.
也是完全的黑暗。
We have no clue where to look for God.
我们根本就不知道在哪里去寻求神。
It is darkness because we have no desire to look for God.
因为讲到黑暗，因为我们没有一个寻求神的。
But then through Jesus Christ,
但是借着主耶稣基督
who showed who God is,
他让我们看见谁是真正的神。
Then all of a sudden we turn towards God through Christ.
这个时候我们经过我们的主耶稣基督，我们来回归回向神。
And then Paul said these words.
保罗在这里说
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
因为保罗这样说，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，乃不是出于我们自己。
So how did Paul describe this treasure?
保罗是怎样来描述这个宝贝的？
the all-surpassing power.
因为这个宝贝是超过一切的能力的。
So what is this all-surpassing power all about?
这个是大能的，这个莫大的能力的这个这个宝贝。
If you continue to look at 2 Corinthians 4, verse 10,
如果你看还是哥林多后书第四章的第十节的时候，
then he's talking about one thing.
因为他在这里讲的就讲了一件事，
the death and the life of Christ.
就是讲到耶稣的死和耶稣的复活。
So in other words, Paul is saying this.
换句话说，保罗是这样说，
after we come to faith in Jesus Christ.
当我们来面对我们的主耶稣，我们有信心来到主耶稣基督的时候，
The death of Christ allow us to be set free from sin.
因为主耶稣的死让我们从罪中得释放。
Because every time when Satan tempts us,
因为每一次当这个撒旦要来攻击我们的时候，
I can say to him, I can say to him, I already died with Christ.
因为我们可以跟他说，我们已经与主耶稣一同死了。
I can no longer be tempted by sin.
这个时候我不会再被这个罪所引诱。
And then the life of Christ will be a life of surrender to God.
所以复活的主耶稣基督的生命让我们能够完全的来顺服神。
The life that obey God.
让我们能够遵守他的诫命。
The life that worship God.
这个生命是来侍奉和敬拜的生命。
The life that experience the presence of God. You see
that? 所以这个生命是来让我们经历神的同在的生命。
That's the treasure that Satan wants to take away from us.
看到没有？这就是
steal from us.
这个就是宝贝神撒旦所要偷走的。
So that's why we need to worship God.
这就是为什么我们应当来侍奉和敬拜神。
Because that's His reason for creating us.
这就是他神造我们真正的目的。
It's our way for thanking Him for His faithful love towards us.
因为这是一个单单的我们敬拜他是来感谢他。
And thirdly, by worshiping Him,
我们单单的来敬拜他。
He will keep Satan from stealing the treasure that He has put inside us.
当我们敬拜他的时候，撒旦就没有办法来把我们里面的宝贝，神所赐的宝贝所偷走。
You get the point?
我们有没有看到？有没有看到这些点？
I hope you do.
我希望你都能够得到这些。
If you have done that,
如果你已经是这样做的话，
then Satan cannot deceive you.
因为当你这样做的时候，撒旦没有办法来欺骗你。
You'll be able to be set free.
你能够真正的得到释放。
Experience the abundant life that Christ has given to us.
而且能够经历主耶稣所赐的一切的丰盛的生命。
So lastly, I'd like to talk about how to commit to worship God and to enjoy His presence.
下面我要跟大家一起分享怎样能够借着我们这样的敬拜和侍奉能够享受神的同在。
First is that worshiping God demands our surrender.
因为第一，我们要真正的敬拜和侍奉神的话，我们要完全的降服在他的面前。
And then secondly,
第二点，
we can worship God,
我们可以来敬拜神。
If we see that surrendering is the best demonstrationdemonstrated in obedience.
因为是我们的降服是真正显示我们是来遵守他一切的诫命。
You know, surrender is an unpopular word.
我们知道讲到在这里降服或者顺服是非常一个大家都知道的一个话。
Because it implies losing.
因为我们要丢掉我们自己的一切的主权。
And no one wants to be a loser.
因为我们没有一个人要成为好像失败者。
In this today's competitive culture,
因为在我们如今当今的这个社会非常是竞争的社会里面，
we are taught never to give up, never to give in.
我们从一直被教导的时候，我们不要放弃，我们不要屈服，不要屈服，不要放弃。好，谢谢。
So we don't hear much about surrendering.
我们大概听得不多，没有说你要降服，你要屈服。
In other words, if winning is everything,
因为讲到我们要讲到得胜，那是所有的一切。
Surrendering is untakeable.
如果讲到投降，那是不可言语的事情。
So, just three days ago,
就是三天以前嘛。
I congratulated a young man who just finished boot camp from the U.S. Marine Corps.
我是正好去祝贺一位。年轻人从那个海军陆战队里面
you can see his,
刚刚毕业出来的
his short haircut,
你可以看到他头发是剪得非常的短平头
and very alert, standing very stiff and straight,
而且站立得非常的挺直顶挺直的
and then his parents and his siblings were all very proud of him,
而且他的父母亲他的弟兄姐妹也非常的为他自豪
and I can understand that,
我非常能够理解明白。
Because not many people who were in his batch graduated.
没有多少人跟他这个同班能够真正的毕业的。
They didn't survive it.
他们好多人没有能够 毕业。
And so I asked him, I said, because his father said when he was in the Taiwanese army boot camp,
因为他爸爸这样说哈，他说他因为他在过台湾的这个军训营里面。
He said if somebody would pay me $1 million, I would never do it.
如果谁给我100万，我都不愿意再回去啊做这样的事情。
But he says from the experience that I received that I benefit.
但是他说知道我是经历过这样的军训营的话，我里面确实得到很多的好处。
I would pay $1 million for it.
他说我愿意付出这个一百万来去做这个事。
So I asked his son, would you, if you were to do it again, would you do it?
所以他问他的儿子，他如果你给你机会再来做一次，你愿不愿意？
He says no.
然后他的儿子回答说，不行了。
I think all those things were still very vivid in his mind.
他说我所经历过这么多的事情，还在我脑海里面，很生动的在我里面。
How he was abused, how he was tortured.
他是怎样被虐待，或者是被训练的。
Like they would be shouted at.
他们大声的对他的大声的叫喊。
And for days, and of course, the biggest thing was first day, you have to surrender your mobile phone.
所以特别最重要的事情，第一天的时候，你必须交出你的那个电话来。
Who among us can survive even 10 minutes without their cell phone?
所以我们当中人谁愿意能够真正把自己电话交出来，十分钟，哪怕10分钟，可能都不大愿意。
You feel totally isolated.
那个时候你会感觉到好像很隔绝的样的。You
feel like your existence doesn't mean a thing anymore to anyone.
这个时候你可能感觉到对你自己来说，对别人来说没有任何的意义的存在意义。
No phone for the entire several months.
如果你几个月里面没有电话，没有这个你的手机的话，不可想象。
And go for days without sleep and food.
而且也是一天一天的没有不能睡觉，也没有食物吃的时候。
I didn't ask whether he had shower or not.
我没有问他你有没有洗澡
，But I can just imagine.
然后我只想象，用我的想象力。
So all of that,
所有的这一切。
And why did they do that?
他们为什么要这样做呢？
They just want to torture them.
他们难道只是要来苦待他们吗？
Because they know that when there's a battle,
因为他们知道到那里是有一个真正的那个战争的时候。
Every word that the commanding officers says.
所有一切的命令从指挥长官来的话
They have to listen to it.
他们必须得完全的服从。
They cannot say, Sir, I don't know. Let me know why you ask, why you can make that command.
他那个时候命令下来的时候，他不会说，哎呀，那个长官，让我想想，你为什么要我做这个样的事情？
Why do I have to obey right now? Why can't I do it 10 minutes later?
为什么我一定要现在做？ 难道我不能稍微晚一会儿吗？
Because if they did that,
因为他们要这样做的话,
they could have been killed by the enemy.
因为他这样做了，他有可能就会被敌人给杀死。
And the victory of the battle will be in jeopardy. Will be in jeopardy.
也导致于整个的战争不能得到胜利。
So we know that.
因为我们知道。
So I ask myself this question.
所以我也在问我自己一个问题。
Why, for any reason, God never used that?
所以为什么神没有用这样的方法来训练我们呢？
Why didn't God just torture me?
为什么神没有来这样苦待我们？
Why didn't God just verbally abused me.
为什么神没有用大声的话语来谴责呢？
So that he can make me submit my will to him.
他说这样做的话，他能够让我的真正的意志能够放下来，能够顺服他的意志。
Why doesn't he just threaten me?
他为什么不这样子来威胁我呢？
Why doesn't he do a lot of things to abuse me?
他为什么可以做很多很多事情来让我屈服呢？
Have you thought about that?
有没有想过这样的?
That would be have been easier.
这样子好像对神来讲不是很容易吗?
In just a few months, this guy will obey his commanding officer.
所以你看，对于这个年轻人来讲，就几个月，他就完全顺服他的长官。
Let's ask ourselves, how many years have we been a Christian?
让我们问我们自己一个问题，
10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years.
我们也多少十年、20年？
Do we hear every command that God gives?
但我们有没有听到神的一切的命令呢？遵守呢？
If we are honest,
我们如果真诚的讲，我们诚实的讲，
God could have use the same method.
因为神可以用同样的方法,
just deprive us of our cell phone for one day, we will probably obey him.
真的让我们完全的降服到他的面前, 我们可能可以,
go without food for a month and we will surrender to him.
我们或者是一个月, 我们也就能够顺服他。
But do you understand?
但是你能够明白吗?
God is a God of mercy.
因为神实在是怜悯的神，恩慈的神。
He knows your weakness.
他知道我们的弱点。
He knows your rebellion.
他知道我们的悖逆。
He knows how hard-hearted you are.
因为我们知道是怎样的硬着心肠的人。
Perhaps your spouse have told you that.
可能你的配偶是知道，他也跟你说过这样。
Perhaps your parents have told you that.
包括你，可能你的父母亲也跟你说过有这样。
Perhaps your supervisor at work have told you that.
有可能你的这个上司也跟你讲过这样。
But your heart does not change.
但是你的心没有改变。
But if we truly understand His mercy.
但如果我们真正明白神的怜悯和慈爱
，and His love，
和他的大爱
，that never forsake Him，
因为他永远不离弃我们
，He's always there。
因为他总是在那里。
That's why in the midst of all the life changes in our lives，
因为虽然随着我们的人生的改变
，we don't know what's going to happen the next moment，
我们不知道人生的每一步都改
变。We cannot even prepare。
我们没有办法能够
准备。That's why I said if you go through life changes and uncertainties，
所以当我们的生活里面有一些改变的时候
，and you do not have God，
但是我们只要有神的话
，there is no foundation。
因为如果没有神，我们没有。
There's nothing that you can hold on to。
因为没有任何的根基，我们可以在上面所建立的。
You'll be thrown left and right。
因为你会向左偏左偏右。
So do you realize？
但是你会认识到。
Why Satan wants to remove God's rightful place in your life？
你知道为什么撒旦用这样诡计要把神从我们心中移开
？Why Satan？wants to steal the treasure from you, which is God's presence, and when you worship.
为什么撒旦要把神的同在
？He knows that.
从我们里面偷走。
Once you forget God, once you refuse God,
当你真正的忘记神的时候，你拒绝神的时候
，Once you don't truly worship Him anymore,
当你没有真正来敬拜和侍奉他的时候
，Once you don't surrender to Him,
你没有向他屈服、
Once you don't praise Him,
你没有在这里赞美他的时候
，Once you don't thank Him,
你这时候你没有在想他、思念他的时候
，He has you at the neck,
你这个时候就完全他你的
，He grabs you by the neck,
颈子被撒旦给掐住了
，He controls you,
他完全控制了你
，He can tell you to do anything He wants,
因为他可以命令你做什么任何的事情
，Did you know that?
因为你这个时候你知道
，So while you're still young.
当我们还在年轻的时候
well, old,
或者当我们年老的时候
struggle,
我们仍然在挣扎的时候
we have to ask ourselves the question,
我们一定要问我们自己这样的问题
Am I trying to be God?
我是不是我想要成为神
Am I trying to give orders to God?
我是不是在给神命令呢
Am I trying to still do things my way?
我是不是还一直要 照我自己的方法来做事呢
Or when I struggle,
当我在这里挣扎的时候
I humble myself,
我会在这里谦卑我自己
I said, Lord,
主啊
I continue to want to be God.
我实在是想要成为神，求你真是赦免我。
I struggle，
因为我在这里为什么挣扎
？Satan wants to destroy me，
因为撒旦要在这里毁坏我。
Since he cannot keep me from being your child，
因为他要把我让我不成为你的儿女。
He wants to make me feel like a spiritual orphan，
因为他要让我成为属于你
的婴孩。God doesn't care for me，
孤儿，他要神离弃我。
He wants to lie to me，
因为他要在这里欺骗我。
But God doesn't love me，
他要告诉我神不爱我。
But that's not true. That's absolutely lies.
因为这绝对不是真的，这全百分之百的谎言。
That's why I need to review and ask each day, Lord, how have you shown your mercy to me today?
所以我们在这里真是要好好的回忆神是怎样向我们在我们生活当中给我们施了大怜悯。
In closing, let me ask you this question.
我们在结束的时候，让我来问你这样的一个问题
：Can you say that you are truly a worshipper at heart.
你能不能对你自己说，我是一个真正的从心里敬拜的人
？I'm not asking whether you've been baptized or not.
我不问你是不是已经受洗了或者没受洗。
I'm not asking whether you invited Jesus Christ into your life.
我也没有问你是不是已经邀请主耶稣基督成为你的救主。
But I'm asking you at the very heart of your very inner person.
所以我问的问题就是问你真正的你里面的一个人。
Are you a worshipper?
你是不是一个真正敬拜神的人
？If true, then I will ask you this question.
你如果你说我是，我就问你这样的一个问题
：Have you surrendered every aspect of your life to Him？
所以你有没有真正的顺服神、依赖神
？And how do you know whether you have done that or not？
我们虽然不知道你到底有没有做了这样做。
If there's anything that causes you to worry right now，
但如果现在有些事情是要让你担忧的话。
I can guarantee you，
我可以向你保证
，there is something that you're holding back from God。
因为我向你保证，你一定有什么东西没有完全交给神的。
Are you fearful about something？ I can assure you that there is something that you will withhold from God.
我也向你保证, 一定有什么东西没有能够愿意给神的。
Are you confused about something? Making a decision, you're very confused.
包括你现在做一些决定的时候，是非常的困惑的时候。
It's very possible that you're holding something from God.
有很大的可能你还是有东西你保留,
你没有交给神。 You have not surrendered to God.
你没有真正的投降了，交给神。
You have not truly worshipped him.
你没有真正的敬拜他。
Because at the very heart of worship,
因为从我们真正的心里面的敬拜,
is surrender to God.
这个真正的中心就是我们要完全的顺服神。
So let me close with one more thing.
让我在结束之前，我还下面有一点
is how to have intimacy with God through contemplation.
所以怎样能和神能够有更加亲密的关系，经过我们的沉思。
Oftentimes, my wife and I, Senku and I,
我常常就我的妻子和我,
we would have our own personal worship or personal devotion.
我们常常我们有个人的敬虔的读圣经和灵修的时间。
But lately, we have learned something, and we kind of changed that.
最近我们学到一些东西，我们有一些做了一些改变调整。
It's called divine reading, or lecture divina.
或者讲的叫做神圣的读经。
So what we do is this.
我们是怎样做呢？
We would start the day by opening the Word of God.
我们一天的开始，我们先来读神的话语。
And then we would read out loud a passage of Scripture.
所以我们会用大声的来读神的话语。
The reason why we need to read out loud,
为什么我们要用大声的来念呢？
Is to allow not only to look, to read, but also to listen.
不但我们是来看,来念,而且还用我们的耳朵来听。
And then we will ask ourselves which word or which phrase is God using to speak to us personally.
我们会在这里来问自己,神要用哪一句话,哪一个单词来让我们能够有反应。
And then the second step is we would meditate on what God is saying to me personally.
下面就我们然后用 这个话语，神给我们的话语和词，我们来默想。
And then many times it helps if we read it through three times.
那有时常常我们反复的读的时候，读了三遍。
And then we meditate and then we be quiet before the Lord.
然后我们在神的面前安静等候，然后反复的思想。
And we would use the word or the phrase that God is speaking to us that very moment.
我们在那个时候，神用他的话，他的一句话或者是一个词。
And to convert it into a prayer, and to pray to God using those words.
然后用这些话，神的话，成为变成我们里面的祷告。
Sometimes I would thank God for how He has shown His intimate presence to me.
所以有的时候，我正在这里感谢神，他是如何的与我亲近。
And then also I would ask for God's forgiveness for a sin or a wrong attitude in my mind.
我也常常向神求他的赦免，我常常的一些过犯。
And then once again, and many times I would also ask for his forgiveness for not spending time to really enjoy his presence and his love in my life.
所以我也常常向他反省，我没有真正在他的同在里面好好的读他的话语，享受他的话语。
And lastly, we enter into a phase called contemplation.
然后我们最后来到一个叫做沉思的阶段。
Is to be open and to listen to him.
让我们能够里面完全的被向他敞开，然后来听他的话。
And oftentimes that's when surrender comes in.
这就是我们讲到的顺服和在他的面前的时候。
Because the Spirit will then remind us of something that we are worried about.
因为这个圣灵会提醒我们里面还有什么地方我们所担心的担忧的。
Or something that we are fearful about.
还有些事情我们是有惧怕的。
For something that we are confused about.
还有一些东西我们有迷惑的地方,
that shows that we're still clutching to them and not releasing to the God.
因为他，圣灵让我们看到我们自己还是手紧紧地抓住我们，没有把它给交给神。
So that in a sense is a very, very easy and helpful way to worship God.
所以这样子的帮助能够帮助我们里面能够真正的让我们能够来敬拜神。
So it's contemplation.
这个叫做审视和沉思在神的里面。
To experience God's intimacy.
让我们经历神啊这样的亲密的关系。
Let us come before the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起来到神的面前，我们来祷告。
Lord, we ask for your forgiveness.
主啊，我们真是啊求你的赦免。
That oftentimes we have not seen the importance of worship.
因为我们常常的我们忽略了真正的敬拜。
Satan doesn't want us to do that.
因为撒旦是要我们做这样的事情。
When we try to run our lives, we do not want to do that.
因为当我们自己在过我们自己的忙碌的生活的时候，我们常常没有想来敬拜你。
But yet that is one of the things that pleases you the most.
因为这样敬拜你实在是要来讨你的，是你所最喜悦的事。
And Lord, if we truly want you to return,
我们主啊，我们真是盼望你早日的回来。
And to set up your kingdom and your righteousness.
因为真是让你的国度早日的回来。
The one of the things that we will do for sure,
我们有一件事我们心里所确认的
is that we will worship you.
因为我们定一定要来侍奉和敬拜你。
We will surrender ourselves totally to you.
我们愿意完全将我们自己交在你的手里。
Because that brings joy to you.
因为只有这样是讨你喜悦的。
That brings satisfaction to you.
因为是上是是你所所要的敬
拜。And when we do that,
因为当我们这样做的时候
we feel at peace.
我们就会里面有平安
We feel fulfilled
我们会感觉我是感觉到被完全的成全了
Let me ask you this question
让我来问你这样的问题
Do you truly want to be a worship God?
你是不是要成为一个真正的敬拜神的人呢
And if so
如果是
Is there anything you are withholding from him?
那么你里面还有一些哪些东西抓住不愿意交出来的呢
Is there anything that's causing youTo worry,
是哪些事情还使你在担忧的呢
？Is there anything that's causing you to fear？
是哪些事情可能造成你的恐惧的呢
？Is there anything that's causing you to be confused？
是哪些事情使你有迷惑的呢
？Let the Spirit speak to you。
我们真是让圣灵来向我们说话。
If the Spirit has reminded you of something,
是不是圣灵在这里向你提醒了什么
？Could you turn over by faith to trust God that He is good?
能够让我们完全的回到我们的信实里面来面对神
，that He is able to help you in your trouble.
因为实在是神能够在你受难的日子来帮助你。
Can you do that right now?
你能不能现在就这样做？
Lastly,
最后
do you want to experience joy in worship?
你愿不愿意在你的真敬拜里面得到享受到你的喜乐
Are you willing to commit to worship him?
你愿不愿意定义要来单单的敬拜我们的神
If so,
如果是
can you say this to the Lord?
你能不能向主说这样的话
beginning today,
我从今天就开始
I want to come before you
我愿意要来到你的面前
And ask you
我们要来向你祈求
Lord, how can I love you more?
我们怎么样能够爱你更多
How can I be more pleasing to you?
怎样让我能够更讨你的喜悦
Can you do that?
你能够这样做吗
Gracious Heavenly Father,
我们在非常慈悲的父神。
I believe you have spoken to us today.
我相信你已经向我们说话。
Despite of your servant is not perfect or complete.
虽然你的仆人不是完全的。
But I believe that your word can surpass the ability of the speaker and translator.
你的话语。你的大能完全能够克服这讲的和翻的一些不足
，because it is like light shining in darkness。
因为就像你的光正照在黑暗当中一样。
When we come into the light，
因为我们来到就光来
，we can see the truth，
我们可以知道真正的真理
，the truth about you，
因为这真理就是你
，that you're a good God。
因为你是美善的神
that you can be trusted
因为你是可以信靠的神
that you are God that that demands our surrender.
因为你是这样的神，你要我们完全的顺服。
Because it's only when we surrender ourselves fully to you.
因为只有这样，我们才能真正的完全的顺服你。
That we can fully enjoy your faithful and loving presence in our life.
只有这样，我们才能真正的享受你的同在，你的永远的大爱。
And in the name of Jesus, protect us from the evil one from taking away the seed, the word that we have just heard today.
我们靠着主耶稣的名，真是不让撒旦夺走我们今天所听见你的话语。
So that we can let the word bear fruit in our lives.
所以我们如果让你的话在我们里面能够结果实。
And glorify you.
来荣耀你。
For it is in this that we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.